Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Katie Dwyer recently celebrated her birthday with the release of her new EP titled Indiscreet. Releasing music during the pandemic has been a challenge and an opportunity to find new audiences. With songs buoyant and melancholy, Indiscreet is the perfect introduction to an up-and-coming artist whose South Dakota roots run deep. Katie Dwyer joins us from Pier today for a moment in sound. Hey, Katie, welcome.
Hi.
Let's talk about this album, and I want to start with the song Making Me Choose. And let's talk about being an artist when, you know, it's kind of a tough time to be in music and to be making music. You're raising kids, you're trying to, you know, sanitize groceries, and at the same time figuring out how to release an album. Tell me how that's been for you.
Well, it's been a challenge and definitely an exercise in being resourceful and creative, not just in the songwriting process, but in the whole process of making something and making something happen. Making Me Choose is definitely, I guess it's kind of vague, so you might not be able to tell just by listening, especially just the first time around or if you don't know who I am at all. But it definitely does touch on motherhood, you know, just parenting in general, and that feeling that that you have to either choose to be a good parent or to do the things that you are feeling called to do in life.
Mm. And like you said, it doesn't have to, you know, mean that. It's a song that leaves the door open for all kinds of choices, relationship choices and life choices. And but for you, how long were you making music and playing live before you really made a commitment to learning how to produce music and release music and thinking about the cover art and distribution and all these things? Talk a little bit about making that transition from, you know, standing up and playing to figuring out how to get that music to a broader audience than the people who are just in the room.
Yeah, I feel like my whole life has been a journey to this point. I started out songwriting when I was still a kid, and at that time I was kind of what I call like a closet songwriter. Didn't really show anyone except for maybe really close friends or family members that I really thought that I was like confident would appreciate it. I wouldn't show anyone unless I knew they were like already going to enjoy it pretty much. And it wasn't till the end of high school that I finally wrote some songs that I decided these are good enough that I could play them at a coffee shop or an open mic or something. And I lived in Southern California at the time, so there was a lot of those that were welcoming. And I decided to start performing just around my own town and at small venues, and I got really good feedback. So I think that from there, it kind of just grew into something that was, you know, the writing process was such a nice release, and then performing those songs was also just something that I really loved to do. But I definitely was still a hobbyist, and I think that the main reason I didn't ever consider kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, like going for it, is because it was kind of put in my head that this is a hobby, you know, and it didn't really seem like an option to take it seriously and try to do it as a career. So I didn't. And I think, yeah, finally, like, it wasn't until I was pregnant with my daughter and I quit my job and I decided that summer, because my daughter is my fourth child, so I have three boys and a girl, and I just decided, well, this summer, instead of putting my boys in childcare and working all summer and making not much more than it costs to put three children in childcare full time, right. I'm just going to quit and do music, and I'll just try to make enough money, like more money than I would at my regular job. And if I do, then I know that I made a really great choice, because then I can spend all that time with my children and, you know, make about the same amount anyway. And I met that goal really easily. And then when my daughter was born, I was like, well, geez, I need to figure out something because I want to continue doing this, but I don't want to leave my daughter because she was so little. And so I started looking into online ways to be a musician.
Yeah, I want to pause here and introduce listeners to Katie Dwyer by playing this song. It's called Making Me Choose, and it is from her new EP called Indiscreet. Take a listen.
It's scary going after your dreams. Feeling failure catching up with you. Making excuse after excuse not to do what I need to. Wanting to accomplish something.
You're listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting for today's Moment in Sound. Katie Dwyer is with us. Her new EP is called Indiscreet, and that song was called Making Me Choose. And Katie, we've been talking about which one is our favorite from the album, and people have different opinions about that because they like the whole album, and it is hard to choose, but I'm picking Sleep as my favorite. Just very briefly, so listeners can hear some of this, tell us about this song, Sleep.
So I have to say, I think that one is my favorite too. So we must have similar tastes. Yeah, it's very hard to choose. They're very, different from each other, I guess. I mean, they all have my sound, you could say, but I do think that they're pretty different from each other as far as, how they sound, and the instrumentation all varies slightly. Sleep is the only one with no drums in it, and it's a song that I wrote. Well, I wrote the words on the way from Pierre to a tiny town in Wyoming near Cody. It's called Meteetse, Wyoming, and that's where my grandmother and my great grandmother lived. And my great grandma was dying, and I just had to make peace with the fact that I might not get there in time to say goodbye. And these words came to me, and it really, I felt like it helped me, because it kind of puts this in perspective, like, it's not really about me, it's not really about anyone else, and I don't get to tell somebody, you know, oh, wait until I get to say goodbye to you before you leave, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's where the words originally stemmed from, and this is, it's kind of the same as the last song. If you just listen to it, you're not going to, like, put all that together. You definitely don't hear the whole story behind where the song came from, but that's where it originally came from.
Yeah. Here is just a little bit of Katie Dwyer's Sleep. A little bit of Sleep from Indiscreet. It's Katie Dwyer's new EP, available now, and she's joining us for Moment in Sound. And Katie, there's, you know, you listen to the whole thing and it's a lullaby in a lot of ways, and then it's also this morning song and this send off to the next place. And it reminds me, in not in how it sounds at all, but the song Joanne by Lady Gaga, which is one of my favorite Gaga songs, where she processes the death of her aunt and kind of takes a different tack, saying, you know, don't leave me. And I really firmly believe we need more songs that help people be in a space of grief if that's what they hear from it. And I think this is just a beautiful offering. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
When I was listening to this, I compared you to Taylor Swift and to Gaga and to Jewel at some point, and yet you're all yourself, and you defy sort of categorization like that. We're going to close the show with All I Can Do, and someone says Lisa Loeb too. So there's lots of people who have some great connections that they're making with you, and yet you're all Katie Dwyer. So we're so happy that you brought this to us. We're going to close the show with All I Can Do, and this one has such a great drum track. You play drums, but is this you on this track, or this is a collaborator, right? Or tell me a little bit about All You Can Do.
Yeah, it's a collaborator. Her name is Rebecca Seitz, and she's a young drummer from San Diego, which I lived there when my husband was stationed out there. And I just loved her style, and so she played drums on the other three tracks that are not Sleep, and did a fantastic job, and we really built the tracks around what she sent us, because we loved her style so much.
Yeah, love this one too. It's somebody else's favorite on the staff here, so we're going to close the show with All I Can Do. It's Indiscreet is the album. Katie Dwyer is the artist. Katie, it's nice to meet you. Hope to see you again when you can come to the studio and play for us live. We appreciate your time.